T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket. We'll talk to Brian Windhorst of ESPN, who's got a new book out on LeBron James, which is climbing up the bestseller list. Brian has been covering the NBA for about 15 years.
I read about half of it so far.
And do they win, or spoiler alert, do they win or lose?
It's pretty good. It's a lot of interesting stuff in there.
Brian actually went to high school with LeBron, has known him for a long time, and has covered him in his time with Miami and the Cavaliers. The book is called Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the greatest comeback in NBA history. And chronicles LeBron's return from Miami to Cleveland. Well, we don't have him. We do have him. Joining us now is Brian Windhorst here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brian?
Sometimes your PR guy doesn't know you're on the West Coast.
Good morning. How's it going out there?
Oh, I feel a bit terrible now.
God, I'm really sorry.
That's all right.
Were you Golden State or what? What's
No, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. But good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning.
The book is called that's your first book. The book is called The Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Greatest Comeback in NBA History. The return of LeBron James to Cleveland, Brian, was an amazing story just in and of itself, capped off by obviously going to the finals the first year and then winning it last year. Did they need to win the championship the way they did for the book to be written, or was the book already going to be written just because it's such a great story as it was?
No, but it sure helped. The story isn't just about the championship. The story is also about what happened when LeBron came back to Cleveland, which in and of itself, I could have done a whole book on that. The events that took place in really one of the more fascinating weeks of the last decade in the NBA, where, you know, LeBron told the Heat goodbye, which was a stunning move at the time, and then the Cavs turned around and quickly traded for Kevin Love. And basically built a championship team, frankly, within a few days of each other. And so that's really where the story starts. And, then you have the whole incredible tenure that David Blatt had as the coach of the Cavs, which was one of the more bizarre situations, again, that you've seen, which led to him being fired in first place. He fired a week before he was going to coach the All-Star game.
Right.
The NBA had no policy for what to do with it, because the concept of a guy who was going to coach in the All-Star game being fired is so far-fetched that it was never even planned for, and that happened to this team. And then, of course, you have them falling down 3-1 to the team that had 73 wins, was trying to earn the right to be called the greatest team of all time, and then won 3 games in a row on them. So the story itself, without even knowing the backstory, had I just retold the story that everybody saw, I think it would have been a good story to tell. When you're able to get the backstory and details and stuff that people didn't see, that's when it becomes something special.
Like I said, I've read about half the book, and the fascinating stuff is getting him back. And you mentioned the Blatt deal, you know, because he's from here, and, you know, a lot of his friends help with the team. What's LeBron's relationship with Dan Gilbert?
It's very businesslike. Dan made LeBron a promise when LeBron came back, and that would be that he was going to spend money to put the best product around him. And that was not necessarily the case in Miami. And this is the part of a conversation that if people from Miami were listening right now, they would get very angry, because Mickey Arison, the owner of the Heat, has pointed out to me that he spent $34 million in salary in luxury tax while LeBron was there. But LeBron felt like he was sacrificing, taking less than the max contract, and he didn't feel that the team was sacrificing the same amount. So he asked Dan Gilbert, if I come back, I really expect you to spend whatever it takes. Dan promised him that, and he has followed through with that. And LeBron promised to try to bring him a championship, and LeBron has followed through with that. I do not think that they're friends. I do not think they will ever be friends, but I do think they are successful business partners. And ultimately, that's what you all you can ask between owner and player. And I think that because of that, it's been a positive relationship since they've come back.
Brian Windhorst joins us, co-author of Return of the King, about the Cleveland Cavaliers getting LeBron back. When he was there for Cleveland the first time, I know some of the criticism was that the Cavalier organization let him do whatever he wanted. He pretty much ran the show. Why is this different? Because especially, although he's not getting credit or blame for the firing of Blatt, it seems that he still runs the show.
You know, I got to tell you something. That's something that, as I've done interviews for this book, that almost every single person from Tacoma, Washington to Greenville, South Carolina has asked me. That seems to be something that people are very focused on. You know, the concept of quote unquote running the show. Here's the thing, LeBron is probably one of the most powerful players in the modern era of the NBA in terms of being able to have control or at least have influence. But he does not get to call the shots. He just doesn't. People don't believe that, but trust me, if LeBron got to call the shots, David Blatt would have been fired within about 2 weeks of him getting there. You know, two of LeBron's closest friends on the team, J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson, had to hold out their contracts for months before they could get signed. Tristan Thompson almost went into the regular season without getting a contract. They would not have had to wait if it was LeBron calling the shots. This year, LeBron had to complain about not having a backup point guard for 3 or 4 weeks. I'm sorry, maybe 2 months before the Cavs finally got a backup point guard. He just doesn't call the shots. Now, have there been times where he says, you know, I'd like to maybe stay in this city a little bit longer? Yeah, he has. And you know what? You give it to him because the value of a player like that, who cares when the team flies to whatever city? As long as they're there and they perform well, who cares? For some reason, that became a real issue. It's still people are talking about today that if LeBron preferred, you know, and said, hey, can we stay an extra night in Washington, D.C., instead of spending tomorrow night in Milwaukee? Like, for some reason, that was deemed as a really bad thing. Like, how dare he? I'm sorry, the last time I looked, LeBron was pretty much doing his part on the court. And you know what? Most people would rather stay in Washington for an extra day as opposed to going to Milwaukee, and as long as it didn't impact the team. But for some reason, that is a touchstone, and I don't really know why. I guess, you know, in America, we like everybody to be fit into some box, and I guess the idea is that a player not being 100% subordinate, even though he's the most important thing in the organization, is kind of seen as a bad thing for some reason.
Brian Windhorst with us here. I'm curious, how does LeBron handle the, I don't know, expectations or the standards? I mean, he is the best player in basketball, and yet Steph Curry was the unanimous MVP last year. It sounds like it's going to be either Harden or Westbrook this year for MVP. I mean, LeBron should be the MVP every year, in my opinion, just as Jordan should have been during his time. And yet he's held to such a high standard because of how much he's done already. Does he understand that? Does he like that? Does it frustrate him? Because the guy could go out and put up a triple-double and someone's going to say, oh, well, he was too unselfish. He should have scored 40 in that game or something like that.
He was frustrated about it, you know, circa 2010-11 era. He's gotten over it now. Although he was kind of miffed last season when he finished third behind Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about it is the MVP is a regular season award. And, you know, LeBron's been to the finals 6 consecutive years. He's going for 7. And he's sort of long ago abandoned, you know, giving everything to the regular season. And it wasn't just you know, occasionally taking a night off. But if you look at the level of intensity that he plays with, especially early in the year, it's not the same as it used to be. And, you know, he's this year, for example, he did not exactly go all out on defense. It was probably the most lackadaisical defensive season he's had since maybe he was a rookie, when he didn't even know what defense was. And so I can't look you in the face and say that he was the most valuable player, MVP, for the regular season this year, because I just didn't think he was. Now, the playoffs begin, and, you know, the other night he had 4 blocks and 4 steals. And guess who's giving it all his all on defense. So part of it is he's got to say, look, I'm going to have to let go the concept that I can't be give my absolute all throughout, the regular season, because I've got to save it for the playoffs, because literally nobody in the history of the game has ever played as many playoff games in the last 6 years as LeBron has. Even when the Celtics were going to the finals every single year in the 60s, they had to win, two or three playoff rounds.
Right.
They didn't have to win four rounds of best of seven.
Hey, he must be relieved that the Pistons didn't make the playoffs because Stanley Johnson can't get in his head this year.
Yeah. You know,
which you talk about in the book, which is pretty fascinating, too.
Yeah, it was one of the great quotes, honestly, of the last 3 years for LeBron, which is when he last year, after game one, when Stanley had his say, and I think Stan said something too, and I just remember LeBron saying, I don't care what Stan says, I don't care what Stanley says, or whatever Stan they have, which was really his way of just dismissing them. And, if you're LeBron, you've won, God, he's won 19 consecutive first-round playoff games now. Right now, and I expect it to get harder for them. But right now, since he's come back to Cleveland, they're 26-4 in Eastern Conference playoff games. How are you going to look him in the eye and tell him, you better worry about what your seed is, or you better worry about Lance Stephenson? He has owned every bit of Lance Stephenson's soul since he's been in the NBA. How are you going to – you think LeBron's going to even roll over in bed for Lance Stephenson, much less Stanley Johnson? I mean – That's where he is in the world. And let me tell you something. He figured out a long time ago where his place was.
Hey, Brian, we really appreciate the time. We love watching on ESPN, all your NBA coverage. Thanks so much, and good luck with the book.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Brian Windhorst joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Once again, the book, Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the greatest comeback in basketball history.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.